Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Hello. Can't actually see the back of the room, but hello at the back as well. It's incredibly bright up here. It's incredibly bright out there. It's a lovely day. It's interesting, actually, that Len finished on something that's going to be very central to what I'm going to talk about today, which is our values and a conversation about what our values really are and how we express them. A lot of what I'm going to say may be around English health policy, but I think that the issues around the public's health, the health of our children and families, and our values that we exhibit in our work actually stretch further than that. And I suppose just to add to the nice introduction I got, it's possibly of interest to people in this room that, to know that I am now the lead nurse for Public Health England. So we have a continuous line down through from policy to Public Health England to practice, and I think that that gives us a really good opportunity for contact from the place of practice right up to higher levels of influence. The other thing I think has been really interesting today particularly is how we share messages and what we do and the amount of use of Twitter. And apparently Obama's tweet when he had the victory confirmed today was the biggest ever tweet. So here's a little competition for you for CPHVA 12. See if we can get onto trending Twitter about public health of our children and families. I think it's interesting for us as public health professionals to think about the ages of public health. And I think 1 to 4, anyone who's about my age, we're going to fess up to being about my age, trained when I did, will be very familiar with 1 to 4. This is what gives us strong public health. But I think particularly interesting for us is this new concept of a new wave of public health. We've done a lot of what we do on whole population, undifferentiated bases. Now we're coming to a place where the skill of people who can apply public health at all levels, from individualised care through to family care through to care in communities, can really make a significant difference. All the work we know about the causes behind the causes, all the work we know about some of the best ways of dealing with that will be our future moving forward, and people are starting to describe that as the fifth wave of public health. There is a new public health system in England, and it's listed for you there. Ring-fence budgets for stressing the importance of doing underpinning and prevention as opposed to simply reactive and treatment work. New role for local authorities. I would have to slightly disagree with my respected colleague here. We're not pushing half of you into local authorities. As we've said here often, it's the commissioning of services that's changing, not the employment, and I'm happy to take questions on that. Public Health England gives us a huge chance to get information all in one place, to have a sound health protection system, and to really, really support and make much more visible the role of nurses within Public Health England, and for Public Health England to make much more visible the role of nurses, midwives and health sisters out with Public Health England, who make such a difference to the public health. Continued work with the NHS, who will have an ongoing, very big role in the public's health, and working towards an outcomes framework. How many of you, I'm not going to see the hands at the back, how many of you have heard of the 6 C's or the vision and strategy for nursing? Or that's great, actually. What I'd like to just touch on now is what does this mean for public health and what do we think about it? So you'll have seen this logo that we're using while we're having the engagement document. What I think it means for us is we have to be very vocal. We are public health nurses. We are passionate about prevention, health improvement and health protection. There are fewer of us than nurses working in treatment and other forms of care. So we need to be really vocal to take this chance to get public health nursing very visible. So care is our business at the centre. Must mean action at individual, family and population level. It must mean prevention, early intervention, health promotion as well as treatment. And it must mean good experience and the best possible health outcomes. I won't read down the list, but we've started to have some discussion about, well, then what would the other 6 C's mean in public, demonstrating excellence in public health nursing? We started to describe the levels of public health nursing and where people fit within this model. And this is an additional model. So as nurses, midwives and health visitors, we all have a responsibility to make every contact count at an individual level. As individuals working on one-to-one and with populations, we all have a responsibility to work with colleagues in other public health agencies and primary care to make a difference. But particularly for the purposes of this, that very top level, the specialist practitioners in this room, the nursery nurses and other people who support them, your impact on public health for children and families is already considerable. It needs to be more visible, it needs to be more valued, and you need to be seen even more strongly than Len suggested as real leaders in public health nursing. So, if you're the leaders in public health nursing, what do you think these values mean, and do they have a place? And these are some of the things that health visitors and school nurses have told us. Care is about the health and well-being of children, families and communities, providing personalised care and connecting families to resources. Courage is battling on regardless in the face of adversity, and I think in 150 years of history that has been very, very, very much demonstrated by people in roles like ours. Communication, you cannot possibly be any kind of successful practitioner in the kind of work we do without absolutely excellent communication skills. Therapeutic relationships, where people are supported to do hard things in hard places, are what you do well. And what school nurses told us, school nurses have to have a real compassion that's demonstrated as an empathy in relationship building with young people, all young people, because it's never easy to talk to a teenager, but particularly, and on the news this morning, the long discussion about older children looked after, relationships with those kinds of children needing that kind of support need a huge amount of compassion and care. The need for more structured and organised training. And this real commitment for public health nurses means investment of knowledge and emotional labour for which there is no immediate reward. We are investing with families for a future months or sometimes years ahead. And that requires a huge degree of commitment. So we're taking lots of views about what people think. I've had some very, very helpful feedback from public health nurses, but that's fine, isn't it? We can consult on 6Cs. We can all agree a way of sharing our values within professions and with the public, but what are we actually going to do? There are 6 areas for immediate action, and the one that I'm leading and the one of most relevance here is the one shown red, which is helping people to stay independent, maximising well-being and improving health outcomes. And we have a whole range of work that we're doing. And again, I've just picked out the two that are particularly important here, making every contact count and maximising your contribution. And the actual programmes that we're doing are listed here. Developing an overall public health nursing approach. We have better evidence around what works than the way in which it is done and who does it work. So investing more in research, and Professor Cowley's just finished a very big meta-analysis of some of the work that's been done, and really trying to describe in England and working with the devolved administrations a public health in England. If you Google public health nursing now, the first 10 references are American. We need to have that stronger science and voice. We need to work on the 2 plans that we're working on. We need to continue with our service transformation. We need to be investing in prevention for older people through working with district nurses. We need to support our carers and adults and children. We're doing a really, really big piece of work around the nursing contribution to the dementia challenge, right through from being able to answer questions which people ask you because they know you're a nurse or a health visitor, to reducing stigma, to building resilient communities, to managing end-of-life care. The nursing contribution to the dementia challenge is, in my opinion, under-recognised and undervalued in its reach at the moment, and I intend that it isn't in the future. And addressing inequalities for groups where they are still unacceptably high. To update you on where we are with those programmes, We've continued the work we set out here over the last 2 years. On the supply side, we've been very successful in attracting high-quality students into nursing. We've been successful in expanding the range of placements, and we are eternally grateful to all of the CPTs in this audience who changed their model of practice, who stepped forward to make sure that we could train this number of students. And the way in which it's been done, some of the new models that have emerged, some of the local developments have been absolutely fantastic, and I do genuinely thank you for that. We are able to monitor progress. We got one of the very few permissions to monitor nationally through the system, so we can track the new practitioners coming in. We're working really hard to secure the posts. The SHAs are on extremely close monitoring to make sure that there are jobs available. We've used every lever we have available to us, the operating framework in the old system, the mandate and the 7A agreement in the new system. And we're doing a lot of work to make sure there is a sustainable approach to commissioning and joint commissioning as we move to 2015. That's all the stuff, isn't it? That's all the, yeah, all very good. You said you'd do that. I'm pleased to hear you're doing it. But what about the children? What about the families? We supported you to do some fantastic work. Early implementer sites, the first annual event for the early implementer sites and the directory of good practice is phenomenal. The investment from those sites and actually those working with those sites has been absolutely fantastic. I really am proud that we can now demonstrate so much more visibly what it is that public health nurses and health in particular can achieve. So where are we with the numbers? The trajectories, as you might imagine, she says, waving her hand about, aren't flat because of student intakes up and down. We are on trajectory. We are, for the first time at this time of year, ahead of where we were the previous year. We do have 1,000 students coming into post now, and we are told that they are getting jobs as we speak. Those numbers will be available in end of November, December, and will clearly be published, amongst others, by CPHVA to tell you what progress we've made. The commissions for this year are very, very high, and we will finally start to see that growth that we've been promised for a very long time. We have identified priorities for where that growth should be directed, and again, people are developing local models around that. Building up the whole public health and community capacity and resilience, we've had some fantastic work through building community capacity programme from school nurses and health visitors. The transition to parenthood and the early weeks, people have new approaches, which I'll just touch on in a minute, to antenatal preparation for both parents and to how that support happens in the early weeks. The FMP programme, big new, well, it's new for me. I've never seen such a big emphasis on the 2 to 2.5 year review with the outcome around school readiness. The real understanding now that a skilled assessment at 2 to 2.5 can identify those children that will struggle to get the best from their school entry and can put the right service, whether it's delivered through you and your teams or whether it's delivered by somebody else, in place in time. And of course, getting ready for school and developing this real pathway. School can be sort of 3 till 6, really. And how do health visitors and school nurses work together to get the best of that? That's an example of some of the work that early implemented sites have done around transforming antenatal preparation and the comments that the families made. That's, as I said, a focus on the 2 to 2.5 year view. What's it for? Why are we doing it? Why are we really trying to get the coverage of that development review up, and what outcomes can we track as we go through? This will be an outcome in the public health outcomes framework, a very visible sign of the impact of your work. That's the health sitting school nursing programme. You're not meant to be able to read that busy slide, but just to show you, it's there. It's on the department website if you want to access it. And to say thank you to CPHVA, other professional bodies, and all the professions who helped develop it. School nursing, progressing. School nursing program, as we know, has been very much a commitment generating program using, we don't have the hard-edged workforce growth target, but we do have phenomenal commitment from the profession. I was privileged to speak at the School Nurse Annual Conference a couple of weeks ago in Birmingham, and the energy that you've brought into this has been amazing. And when we couple that with the energy that the British Youth Council brought into it and some of the products that together have been developed, I think it's been one of the most exciting programmes I've ever worked on, actually. So more work being done around pathways with you, supporting children with complex needs in school, sexual health, young carers, emotional health and wellbeing. Fact sheets, which are being launched today, fact sheets for elected members and for parents about what the school nursing offer is. That goes alongside the one that was launched to go back to school, which the young people designed themselves. That's very interesting. If young people designing it themselves. I don't know if any of the school nurses here can picture those pictograms of what they think we look like. I did struggle slightly with that, but it's their leaflet. Continued profile raising. It's really, really important that we keep emphasising the early years are very important. The school years are hugely important. And as I said earlier, the school years for our most vulnerable children, even more so. New things launched today. I'm being given a one-minute warning, so these are going to be really quick. You'll see some of those on the DH stand. Work in progress, particularly perhaps novel, is the young people champions, young people who came forward and said, we absolutely believe in our health, we believe in school nursing to deliver our health, and we want to be a champion for you. So what does success look like then? Well, I think it looks like lots of things. What I think has been amazing, a really amazing effort, is that people have really started to think about new design for their service ahead of getting the capacity that has been promised to develop some of this service growth, particularly under fives. And we've seen really exciting work being done. What's been, I think, exciting is this understanding and sort of recognition of that four-level model logo, the importance of all of those stages and integrated programme from pregnancy to 19 and your contribution to it. What does success look like for me in my role? For me, it's really about a much more visible public health nursing profession, a recognition that outcomes are driven and met by you, that we absolutely come together as healthcare professionals around the values, around actually delivering this programme on helping people stay independent, maximising wellbeing and improving outcomes, and that we show that we are the ones who can drive towards the public health outcome domains listed there. Or put as a picture, this is what I think we're all in this room for. We want to give our children, our families, the healthiest start. We want them to be ready for school. We want to invest in their health way beyond the school years. We want to work together and we want to work with our families. We want to have resilient communities and reduced inequalities. And overall, we want to improve outcomes for children and young people. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.